welcome to another episode of the Ramon Foster Show. I'm your host, Eddie Provident. With me is the man himself, Ramon Foster. Happy Tuesday, man. How's it going today, buddy?
Taco Tuesday,
man. Taco Tuesday. Hey, man. This show is always brought to you by the Gecko Cafe and Market, where they serve up hot, fresh food 24/7. Maybe we can get some tacos from the Gecko, man.
Nothing better than a taco. I'll be honest, it's probably one of my biggest mainstays when it comes down to eating. Like, I think I'm getting less carbs with the flour. I try to get the low carb tortilla. Right. I do that, and I'm like, man, bread. I got to stop consuming so much bread and stuff. So I do a tortilla every once in a while. Well, a lot of the time. If you're making a burger, listen to me. You got to wrap. Can I wrap this? That's me. I'm that guy that want to wrap every sandwich, okay? I'm that guy. I will admit that.
See, for me, the taco, it's all about the guac for me. I'm a sucker for good guac. Moan, was at camp today. Monday, I was at camp. And got to talk about the offensive line, because yesterday we talked about them on the show and how they have a lot to prove this year. Kevin Dotson went down with an injury. It doesn't sound like it's going to be too serious, at least from what Tomlin's saying now. Don't know everything yet. But this lineup really started moving the ball, especially in the run game. Funny, exactly what we talked about yesterday. Yeah. We had Dan Moore, Kendrick Green, Mason Cole, James Daniels, and Chooks.
Wow.
That was the five. And I'll tell you what, Moan, those five together look good, man. I got to take back what I said yesterday. They look good. It was one practice. It was at the Memorial Stadium, the high school stadium.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the chemistry? Like, how do you build that chemistry? Like, why is it that just certain groups of guys gel so well?
Well, this is the thing. So we know this. Kendrick Green is a kid, high energy. Probably just wasn't ready for center. Like, that can happen too. I was a college tackle. I went to guard. That's finding where you're going to be matched up at is a huge transition, man. It's something that can save your career or push you out of the league. And him being in a position, I say him playing guard probably is a little less stress and snapping the ball and going to the next level. He can be more of an athlete, because that's one of the things we've heard about him too, right? As a kid, is a heck of an athlete, and the spirit of competition. We brought this up. Coach T has a way of putting guys in these positions. When you get that opportunity, you take advantage of it. I know. So you're saying they bounced back. They had a day that was necessary. I'll say this, two things from that. One, in the meetings, I'm more than sure they discussed, we can't allow this to happen on the defensive side of the ball. We got to do this. So it's going to be interesting to see what the follow-up is going to be behind that. But aside from that, though, Eddie, before you get your point, I was in that situation. Now, right. I'll let you go, and I'll explain how it kind of went for me a little bit, as far as being the young guy being, you know, thrown into the fire and jump starting the group, man.
Yeah, for me, seeing those guys today, and again, Najee didn't practice again today, still dealing with that foot injury, I believe.
Yeah.
But Benny Snell had some holes, and he hit them hard. You know, Jalen Warren. Had some holes, hit them hard.
Yeah.
Anthony McFarland, man, I said this last year about him. He is so fast, Moan. Like, he has that step. This dude could stay healthy, if he could just stay healthy, he looked good today. But here was the common denominator. The running backs looked good, and generally, when the running backs, all of them as a group, look good, it's because the guys in front of them are moving people, and the guys in front of them are busting holes open. And that's what we saw today at practice, for the most part, was the offensive line getting the job done. And that should really excite Steeler fans.
It should. And this is the beauty of it too. The coaches have to be sitting, the offensive coaches have to be sitting back and say, we got something. You know, I know injuries happen, and you hate it for certain guys like Dotson going down. Like, you don't want it to be that. But when a guy like Kendrick gets that opportunity, or a guy like myself been in that position, that you get that opportunity, there's no looking back. My motto, and my kids will tell you this, if it's a game between me and you, I'm going to step on your neck to get what I want. We can be cool afterwards, but this is Kendrick's opportunity.
Right.
Especially the rookie year that he had. My second year in the league, I finished 2009 with 4 starts. I said, "Woo, I got it. Let's go. I'm going into the next season with a whole lot of optimism." Made the team. Didn't actually win the starting job. So that to me was All right, well, whatever. It was a three-way competition between me, Trey Essick, and Doug Ligurski at the time. Fine, whatever. I didn't win. I was inactive and everything. I started week three against Tampa Bay. I remember that because I pulled on a play and did not knock down Rondé Barber on it. And I think he ended up chasing down Rashard Mendenhall or something like that. And I got called out by Coach Steele. I was like, God, this will never happen again. He was only that way because he coached him before. So he had to make sure that I got him and cleaned him up. Guy's a hell of a player. Let's just throw that out there. But something happened again. We had a huge rushing game that week. We won big down in Tampa, and I was inactive, I think, again the next weekend. Somebody else got injured, and I was in. And it was a culmination of a couple things. One, when I came in, there was a burst. There was some excitement. There was Pounce and I being the two young guys in there moving and just being on the same page and ambitious as heck about that too. So there's value in that, Eddie. There's value in watching guys play a different type of game when a new person come in. That's what camp is. It's finding the right pieces that you're going to have to get those guys to mesh right. And the rest is history behind my career in Pittsburgh. And honestly, if Kendrick wanted to be this way, I'm sorry, Kevin. KD, I'm sorry.
Yeah, man.
But your injury...
Tomlin always says the best availability or the best ability is availability. And it so is. Far he hasn't had that. My question for you about Kendrick Green, though, going back to that, because you brought up a good point, you know, kind of comparing him to your situation.
Yeah.
Do you think that last year's situation with him at center actually may work in his favor? Because there's probably not going to be as much pressure on him this year to perform not being the center. So maybe that kind of like just lets him, you know, get back to what he's comfortable. Do you think that there's something to that?
I think it is. And this is for a lot of reasons too. Well, for a few reasons, I won't say a lot, for a few reasons is, you know, the fact that he understands what the center needs. Like, that was the biggest thing for me. Going from tackle to guard, I knew what the guard needed on slip blocks, on combo blocks, on pass protections. Like, I knew that because I played tackle and I learned the position. Him learning center last year can do a lot for him just because it made him understand the offense. Now, instead of the quarterback just being the captain of the offense, pointing out who got who, you can have Mason Cole and you can have Kendrick Green. Like, the mindset of having three guys on the field that can point and say, we got this guy, and that guy. Like, the checks. Like, Kendrick learned that last year. He understands what the offense is, what the points are, who we're going to, and how we're going to run this offense. That is a huge plus for him. Like, that's one thing that we kind of say as you know, young guys in the league, the more you can do, the longer you can stay around. That means a lot.
Yeah.
He plays center. And to go to guard, not having to have his hand on the ball and having a natural guy like Mason Cole play the position, listen to me. Hear me out.
Yeah.
I know he had a little bit of an iffy year last year, but having less stress, and I'll be honest, me playing tackle was stressful as heck, okay? It's a different beast out there. I'm a little bit better on the inside. And for a guy like him to be in that position, dog, to just say, I can just play ball. Let me know. Like, I know I can give a little extra on the nose guard right here. I know that, look, I got help from the center if he's coming my way. He didn't necessarily have all that last year. He was scattered-minded as far as what the offense is. That second year for me is kind of when the offense slowed down, a little bit midway through camp, because I understood what camp was. I understood what the requirements was to be a pro, too. And that's one thing we've heard about Kendrick Green this entire – he's worked.
Yes,
he's gotten it together. Yes, and we can – again, Kevin, get back. Get back into this competition.
I want to see him healthy because I want to see that battle. Because I think Kevin Dotson at his healthiest, he can be a starting guard in this league. And I want to see those two battle that out.
It's the part that you just said, though, man, to staying healthy. I'll be honest. You know, I'm always saying I'll be honest. But the reality of it is to stay in the league an entire time for a long time, you got to kind of avoid that injury bug or be dynamic enough to where they'll wait on you. That's the secret, Eddie. Perform well, miss the injury bug, or be Troy Polamalu, okay?
Where it just don't matter.
Ain't no in between. That's it.
Hey, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get into some more football talk. All right, welcome back to the Ramon Foster Show. Moan, we talked about it in the first segment. The offensive line got the defensive line today. There's no way around that. There was really only one guy that stuck out on the defensive line, and it was actually the rookie, DeMarvin Leal. He actually looked pretty good today. Nice. But here's my question to you. We know what's coming. And you alluded to it in the first segment. We know what's coming for this defensive line. And it even started. I forgot to tell you this in the break, but that's fine. It even started today at the end of practice when they were finishing up in the position on position drills.
Yeah.
Tomlin was coming at the defenders, man. The edge rushers, the defensive line. He was coming at them hard. So what's this 24-hour period like leading up to tomorrow's practice when you get your butt whooped in practice like that?
Let me just say this. In my older days, I was hoping I had the day off because I knew it was going to be hell. Me and House both. Like you said, Coach T already feeding them gunpowder. It's camp, man.
There's a lot of language I can't use on this show, Mo.
This is a family network, okay? What is gunpowder? That's what it is, man. Like, as a young guy, though, hey, let's go. Y'all know what they're going to do tomorrow. Like, almost in any setting, from high school to college to the pros. Hey. Y'all know what tomorrow is. We got them today, but we better make sure we bring it again tomorrow. It's fights. Say what you want. It's going to be the extra pushing. It's going to be the tapping of the hip of the quarterback if they get close. It's going to be even Miles Jack. Okay, Devin Bush. Okay, a little Minka action in there. A little shoulder check every once in a while. That's going to be the vibes. We're getting to what the camp is about right now. You know what I'm saying? Like right. When that page actually turned. And I'll say this too. The offensive line getting the dub right now is probably about normal because it does take a little bit more time for the OL and the offense to kind of get on the same page because it's so many different moving parts. What I always say, defense is controlled chaos. That's just what they are. It's controlled chaos. They can go and be in the wrong gap and still make a play. We can't do that. And that's where the separator of building a team kind of comes into. So this team offensively, getting a day to where you say it's obvious that they took a step, the defense ain't gonna go for that. Coach Carl Dunbar will not have that 2 days in a row. No, I know, sir. Coach Dunbar, he's writing with a laser and a film clicker, breaking down everything that they need to be working on tomorrow.
Moan, the crazy thing about what you're saying is, like, you talked about Minka getting involved and like the other position guys getting involved. It really is like that. If you happen to be at Memorial Stadium on Monday, you could hear, like, Cam Sutton was, you know, I was in the corner of the end zone. Cam Sutton was by the field goal post and, you know, he wasn't playing. He didn't have his helmet on, but every time something happened, he was yelling at the offense.
Yeah.
He was trying to spark something. He was trying to get something going. You know, dude, even the retired guys, Ryan Clark was on the sideline trying to get something going, man. Yeah. You know, you talked about the coaches not standing for it. You know who else isn't going to stand for something like that?
Who's that?
Cam Hayward.
Hey,
you think Cam Hayward's going to let them get their butts whooped twice in a row?
It's going to be hell to pay tomorrow in a good way. In a good way, though.
Yeah.
And it's funny you bring up Ryan Clark being there because they take pride still in it, okay?
They still do, man.
When you have the legend himself, Joe Green, Mr. Joe Green, get pissed about the Minnesota game. Like, they take pride in what that defense is. Like, and oh my God, the beauty years, Eddie, let me explain this to you. When we were just really kicking that, you know what?
Yeah.
And there was nothing they could do. Like, those boys hated it. Like, I'm talking about the retired, they hated it with a passion. And there was nothing. Listen to me. This is the beauty of you telling me this offensive line had a day. It's because if they can stack that, 3 out of the 5 days they're practicing, 2 out of the 5 days, even you get me, I get you, you get me, I get you. Like, you got something. And that's why I'm cautiously like, sleep on Pittsburgh if you want to. You know, like, I continue to kind of say that a little bit. Because if they come together, and we just spoke about this, Eddie. Like, it's 5 guys trying to figure out who is who. You remember we just had this conversation yesterday. Like, who's going to be the guy to kind of bring them together? And the fact that a day later we kind of get that answer. Not necessarily saying that Kendrick Green is the guy, but there was a boost there.
It looked good, man. It looked good. So now, like, how, take me into the locker room though, because, you know, I know it's got to be hard to leave that all on the field, and that competitive nature, that iron sharpens iron mentality with these guys, like that. That's got to be good for the morale of the team, and the coaches do. They have to love when this kind of stuff happens, when everyone's yelling at each other and kind of jawing back and forth like that. There's got to be something there that's like really that builds that team.
Yeah, the beauty of our team has always been this: it stays on the field. We might have had an incident or two to go a little bit far, but never malicious, never, you know, just spiteful about the return action. And I'll say this: those victories kind of stay on the field, just simply because, you know, it's short lived. You're going to have to do it again the next day. Like, and that's what I, you know, I always reference my kids or anybody that I coach is, you hit a three, do it again. Mm. You block somebody good, okay, well, do it again, because that's what the sports require, a level of consistency. So you celebrate it, watch meeting, the offensive line, he's still going to bash him, you should have taken this step, you should have did this on that play, because it's so short-lived, Eddie, that the main goal is to actually come together as a team. So to say, yeah, we got you, well, you can get your face smashed in the next day. You know?
Yeah.
That's football. That's sports, man. Very humbling.
Yeah, Moan, it's going to be fun to watch tomorrow. It's going to be exciting to see how this plays out. Yeah. And I don't think it could happen at a better time, because, like we said, it's the first game week. And this is when you want to see this.
Yeah.
So, hey, let's take a quick break. When we come back, it's the only segment that matters.
Hey, Moan.
Welcome back to the Ramon Foster Show. It is everybody's favorite segment, the Hey Moan segment. And we've got this is a good one, Moan. I'm excited about this one. This is from the site, a guy by the name of Nate Doer. First of all, he put two comments in there. The first comment was a birthday shout out for his dad, Dan. And I know we're a few days late. We got this one on the August 1st show. So happy birthday to Dan Doer.
Happy birthday, Pops.
70th birthday, man. So it's a big one. Beautiful. So happy birthday, Dan. And Nate's question was, hey, Moan. And he blows it up, man. Hey, Moan, I'm not going to do the DK thing. Yeah. But he says, look, I'm a cop, and a guy that I work with always says, sometimes you're the bug, sometimes you're the windshield. That is a great analogy. Do you have any moments of being the bug? And then do you have any moments of being the windshield? Thanks for all that you and DK do. Love the show. That's a good question, Moan. You kind of alluded to one with the Rondé Barber story. But yeah, I mean, you got any stories for this one?
Yeah, man. I'll say this. I usually say sometimes the bear gets you and sometimes you get the bear. That's my favorite one.
Hammer and a nail is the one I always hear.
Hammer and a nail is another good one. I love to hear some other ones also. If you guys have
drop them in the comments section. Yeah, drop them in the comments section.
Those type of analogies. A few. I've always told you a story about my first day. One of the first days in camp where we were in pads, and I just got worked by the vets. Like, I was definitely the bug that day. I took it. Okay. So much so that Coach T just let me have it. But later on in camp, I was dishing it out. Not specifically, but it's two moments where I was definitely the bug on the windshield. Haloti Nada. Might have been rookie year, maybe second year, but he just, listen to me. I was the bug. All right. He plowed through me, and it was a cheap shot at the end of it, but he got the sack on Ben, and he kind of put his fist up underneath his helmet. That's when Ben broke his nose, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
That was your boy on that block. And Ben played it fine. He was like, look, Moan, it was a dirty shot. You gave up the sack, and that's fine. That's a part of it. I was like, all right, I'm about to get cut, babe. This is it for us. We've had a good career. That was me. But if you play long enough and you're humble about the sport, it's going to happen in some type of capacity from somebody. You're going to get got. Everybody gets got. Okay? Ooh. And that one right there for sure. And all I can think is just like, God.
I do have to say, though, if someone's going to make you the bug, it might as well be. I mean, that's a good one. You can't really like be ashamed of that one. Haloti Nada. Haloti Nada is a dude, Eddie. Man. He's a dude.
And it was sometime, I'll never forget, Willie Colon was in him. He was like, Moan, just hold on for the ride on that one. He's like, I did. I should have grabbed him and brought him to the ground. But one of the times I was the windshield or I got the bear was against Baltimore 2 and home. We were in the color rush. Mm. And only reason I remember this one so much or bring it up is because Coach Munchak was like, Moan, I don't know if I've ever seen a pool like that. He's like, you should take this picture around with you. When people ask you who you are, sign it and give it to them. Okay. It's Baltimore at home in the color rush, and it was CJ Mosley. I pulled around.
And I know exactly what play you're talking about,
too. It was the perfect pull, the perfect opening of the gap between Dave and Gilbert. I pulled around, and it was me and CJ Mosley. And I gather, 1-2, pop. And you see him just get depleted. Le'Veon's behind me. And everybody's like, what the hell? felt like it was, we rewound that probably about 10 times in meeting just because it was like, man, I ain't.
Okay, the first time that that gets played in the meeting room.
We fed to it.
Yeah, like, well, what was the reaction, though, the first time?
You knew it kind. You knew it was coming up, and everybody's right. Like, Munch is like, get a hold of you. We actually showed that at the beginning of the meeting before the actual film started. That's what we were. Munch was like, all right, y'all have a seat. This is by far one of the best pulls I've ever seen in my life, if not the best pull. Like, that's the way he prefaced it, and I'm coming trying to stay Munch humble. Too,
man. Coming from
the HOL.
Oh, man.
The Gold Jacket himself, okay? And we're sitting, and then we won the game, too. It might have been the Christmas game, if I'm not mistaken. And, man, he put that on, and I sat back, and I was just, you know, just, all right, whatever. What am I supposed to do in this situation? And he was like, look at this. Munch is an old school guy. You can listen to talk about, right. Look at this, right? Like, same foot, same. Like, he was, oh, it was, Eddie, listen to me. That was a hit. That was me being the windshield, like, take it.
Before we go.
By the way, I saw him later when he was with the Jets.
Yeah.
And I pulled again. He was like, not this time.
He knew it.
But like, that's what's so cool about the game, though, Eddie, is we can do that type of stuff. Like, hey, you got me. Like, I did Calais Campbell. Like, I cut him just to start. I was like, Calais, yeah. I'm sorry. I love you, but I got to slow you down. You're not about to bull rush me.
Oh, man.
And he's like, not this time. And we just kind of butted up and laughed. And so he recognized it, too, which made it even cooler, you know?
What's the worst in your whole career, high school, college, professional? Yeah. What is the worst instance of someone being the bug that you've ever seen? Like, what's the biggest hit? The worst one you've ever seen?
It was in college.
Okay.
Former Steeler, Chris Scott.
Okay. Yeah.
Former Steeler, Chris Scott. Brandon Spikes, we were playing in college, Florida versus Tennessee.
Okay.
And it was on an interception. Al had one of these too. Alejandro had one of these too against Cincinnati when it was dirty, okay? But Brandon, like, Chris was chasing after an interception, and Brandon Spikes was a big linebacker, almost defensive end, like big linebacker. And Chris is chasing after the ball, and those Florida teams that Pounce was on and Gilbert was on, Brandon Spikes, Joe Hayden, they were nasty. And on this pick, Chris is running towards the ball, got to keep your head on the swivel at all time. And he peeled back and flatlined Chris so bad that we were just like, I think he turned a backflip. That's how bad it was. And like, it was so bad that Pounce brought it up like the next year when he got drafted to us, like, Brandon Spike cleaned your boy Chris up. I was like, Al's had one of those. I'll be honest with you. I was so conscious about interception knockout shots.
Yeah.
Because I was like, Mon, don't get knocked out cold.
Don't be that guy, man.
Can you imagine just chasing after the ball and somebody just deplete you? Alejandro's had that so bad. It was so funny. But Al, when he used to get, like, we have interceptions in practice, he would just take a knee. Just as a joke, like, I'm not chasing him. He was just taking me. Nobody wants to get cleaned up, Eddie.
Oh, man, no. Well, yeah. This was a good one, man. I had fun with this one, especially this last segment. This was a great Hey Bone.
It was. Thank you, officer. Thank you for your service.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And again, one more happy birthday shout out to Dan. Absolutely. Moan, we'll do it again tomorrow, Wednesday, and we'll see what happens in camp.
Let's lock it in, Eddie.